This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on the nations of the Global South to unite and stand together with one voice. In his opening remarks on the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today, the Prime Minister emphasized India's determination to cooperate with the Global South. He highlighted New Delhi's commitment to promoting trade, inclusive development, progress on the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and women-led development, lauding the role of digital public infrastructure in driving inclusive growth. The Prime Minister noted that the formation of the Global DPI Depository during India's G20 presidency represented a significant multilateral consensus. He also said that India has established a social impact fund to accelerate progress in digital public infrastructure, DPI, for the Global South. He added that India will make an initial contribution of $25 million in this fund. The Prime Minister expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. He noted that while the world is still grappling with the impacts of COVID-19, the situation of war has further complicated Global South nations' development journey. The Union Cabinet has given its approval to three new metro rail projects in the country. The projects include Phase 3 of Bangalore Metro with an estimated cost of 15,611 crore rupees, Thane Integral Ring Metro Rail project with a cost of 12,200 crore rupees, and Pune Metro Phase 1 project extension towards south from Swargate to Katraj with a cost of around 3,000 crore rupees. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that at present Metro Rail is operational in 21 cities, whereas it was operational in only 5 cities 10 years back. The minister added that Metro Rail has an efficient alternate road transport and with Phase 3 as an extension to the Metro Rail network is expected to alleviate traffic congestion in the city. Giving details about Thane Integral Ring Metro Project Corridor in Maharashtra, which will be operational by 2029, Mr. Vaishnav added that the 29-kilometer corridor will run along the periphery of west side of Thane city with 22 stations. Indian Medical Association, IMA, has called for a 24-hour nationwide strike today to protest against the rape and murder of a woman resident doctor at West Bengal government-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The IMA has called for withdrawal of non-emergency and OPD services today, beginning 6 a.m. The organization is demanding justice for the victim and a central law to protect healthcare workers. At least 20 coaches of the Sabarmati Express passenger train derailed in Kanpur district of Uttar Pradesh today. The incident occurred during wee hours near Kanpur railway station, which is being investigated by IB and railway officials as the engine is said to have been hit by a sharp object. Fortunately, no casualties were reported, but the rail route has been disrupted. A train has been arranged for the passengers for their onward journey. Allahabad High Court has directed the Uttar Pradesh government to prepare a fresh selection list for the appointment of 69,000 assistant teachers in the state. The court has set aside the selection lists issued in June 2020 and January 2022, which included 6,800 candidates. In Jammu and Kashmir, the much-awaited assembly election will be held in three phases where the process of nomination starts from the 20th of this month while the results will be declared on the 4th of October. The Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats. Voting will be held for 24 seats in districts Pulwama, Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Dora districts in the first phase on 18th of September. Another 26 seats of Gandharbal, Srinagar, Barkam, Poonch, Riyasi and Rajouri districts will vote in the second phase on 25th September, and the final phase on October the 1st will see voting in 40 seats of Bandipora, Kupwara, Baramulla, Udhampur, Jammu, Samba and Kathua districts. And that is the end of this news bulletin.